It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Yes, yes, it is the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is the head of Global Trends Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. You can also follow the firm at ETF Trends. And if you want more information on the firm, go to ETFTrends.com. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower was built on a simple and compelling idea. Do what's best for investors 100% of the time. If that sounds good to you, learn more at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Okay, Tom, let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is...
the Spider S&P Biotech ETF, ticker symbol XBI.
XBI, we're talking biotech. You know, that's a volatile industry. We were playing the drum roll and the applause. We're buying this for good reasons. I mean, this is a buy, correct?
It is. And Chuck, although you do say it's been volatile, it's been somewhat immune to the global economic struggles of the last couple years. If you look at what's gone on with these companies and the earnings and the new products, it's been unbelievable. You just look at some of the major companies like Gilead or Biogen and how much they're working, how much they're buying as far as other companies, and what they're producing as far as new drugs to keep up with that growing demand. I mean, you and I, Chuck, we talk all the time about how great we look, but we are approaching that baby boomer or in that baby boomer phase where today 11,000 people in the U.S. are turning 65 and every day another 11,000 people are turning 65. So we're not getting any younger and we're going to need these drugs going forward. And these are the types of companies that are making the new drugs that hopefully will keep us healthy into our late ages.
Is the real issue here that we want to play that trend, but we also want to have diversification? Because biotechs, as a general rule, can be a bit of feast or famine. You know, you've got a great drug in the pipeline, and as that drug gets through the pipeline and gets to where it's producing, you might do well, or every time there's an approval that's delayed or some other glitch, you get hammered.
You're hitting the nail on the head there, Chuck. The idea is diversification. And within the index, this biotech index that this S&P ETF replicates, it's an equal weight index. So there are big companies that are in there, but also they're equally weighted with mid-size and smaller companies. So you don't have huge bets on any one drug or any one company. So with the idea that biotech as a whole is going to continue to appreciate over time, here's a great way to participate in that growth.
Is this a permanent allocation? Is this an allocation that depends on economic conditions? I mean, the trend, of course, is exactly what you said it is. We're going to be more reliant on drugs. We're going to have more of these sorts of needs. That would indicate this is something you want to buy and hold forever.
I think for a 3 to 5% allocation within your equity portfolio, this is a long-term buy. All the fundamental aspects of biotech sounds right. The economic aspects sound right. And surely there's a heck of a lot of demand right now. So it doesn't scare me to say this would be a 3 to 5 year buy at least in your portfolio and then reassess 3 to 5 years from now.
And what kind of returns are you expecting? I mean, I think most of the time folks will tell you they look back at the classic Ibbotson study and say, stocks, 10% a year, that's my goal. Is that realistic here?
Well, I believe as this index has outperformed the S&P in the last couple of years, that going forward in the next 5 years, that this will continue to outperform the S&P. Always, as you know, economic things can happen. There's also government regulation that can surely affect this industry group, especially with Obamacare.
I was going to say,
that.
A little thing called health care reform could step
right.
in and be a problem.
Exactly. However, from a demand standpoint and a technology standpoint, there's a lot of money that's in this industry. And I think if you look at the vast majority of companies that you could participate in from an equally weighted standpoint in this index and this ETF, it from a conservative standpoint, 3 to 5% allocation shouldn't get you hurt.
So a 3 to 5% allocation, is this also an ETF that you want to look at your own existing holdings to see what you've got? Because you could hold a lot of plain vanilla growth funds that have a little bit of Merck or a little bit of Gilead or almost anybody else, a little Biogen in there. Right?
Absolutely. And I think you're touching on something that maybe we've spent another show on, but the whole thing about overlap within your portfolio, whether it's mutual funds, individual securities, or ETFs. Because if you have a broad-based holding, whether it be a large cap, mid cap, small cap, growth or value, you've probably got some of these companies in there already. So look under the hood, understand your current allocation, and if you like biotech, here's a way to upgrade that in a certain way.
It is the SPIDER S&P Biotech ETF. The ticker symbol is XBI. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. You can find out more at ETFTrends.com. Follow at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon if you're on Twitter. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. We look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you, Chuck.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview. You know it, you love it, you can't wait for us to talk money, markets, and more, so stick around, because Money Life will be right back.